This is the Best of North Sound 1 podcast.
Hey guys, and thanks for checking out the Best of North Sound 1 podcast online at northsound1.com/listen again. It's been a couple of weeks. There was no podcast last week because of the North Sound 1 charity auction for Cash for Kids. But we're back this week with a full host of cracking stuff from during the week on North Sound 1. This week, we gave away an iPad to...
Ooh.
You can hear what happened when that happened. And really, the big news was Greg's Eat Breakfast and Yaz having a baby. We're going to start off with that in a second. Also still to come, you can hear some of Robin Galloway's crank calls. Robin is new on a Saturday, Galloway Sunday from 9. And of course you can hear what happened when Yaz from Greg's Eat Breakfast caught up. She had to go on her own to speak to John Bishop. Now, was she okay? Was she not? You can find out soon. But let's kick it off though. You might have saw this on Facebook or you might have heard it on the radio. Yaz from Greg's Eat Breakfast is having a baby. Well, not really. Here's how it all kicked off when Yaz was pretty much saying, Greg's Eat, it's not that much being a parent. I can do it. Here's what happened.
No, I am actually glad to be back at work for a break. Bit of peace and quiet.
Seriously? Oh, right, okay. Baby, keep you up again.
Yeah, a bit of that. Oh, well, absolutely not. Right, I must explain to you and to the northeast of Scotland why I was off yesterday and why our boss had to come in feeling a bit worse for wears yesterday. So I apologise to my boss as well. I had to do all this yesterday, like 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah, but why didn't you just bring the baby in?
I'll be honest, right, the thought crossed my mind for all of, like, 3 seconds, and I thought, oh my gosh, can you imagine how much hell that would be?
Oh, come on. I could probably do the show with you and look after the baby.
I don't think so.
I think so. I don't know what it's
somebody,
not that difficult.
Here's somebody who doesn't have kids.
7 months, not that difficult.
7 months, well, I'm not going to get too much into it. Nappies. Breakfast as well. This is breakfast time. Very punctual. 7:30 in the morning.
Yeah, okay. Well, at least you know when he's going to, when he wants breakfast. So you know what he wants. You just.
I would have started feeding him at 7:30. We'd still be feeding him at 8:30. He's like the slowest eater in the world.
I could still do it.
Nah, trust me. Yeah.
Hello there.
Hello, what's your name?
My name is Julie Phillips. I'm wondering if I was just listening in to you, your show, and I think I could help you here because I work for NHS Grampian in the city and coordinate a project called the Baby Think Over programme. And it enables young people to experience real life experience about having a baby through using baby simulators.
They've got little microchips in them, haven't they?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're fantastic because they really try to offer them a realistic experience and try to show them huge lifestyle change is going to happen. And their computer programs, and I think Yaz would have a great time with this baby simulator.
I see your idea. I see what you've got in mind here. So we can actually challenge Yaz to look after a baby without giving a real baby.
Well, it simulates it as much as you can, and it's a opportunity for Yaz to perhaps have some sympathy with you because she can't switch it off at all, and it is, you've got to look after it, you have to feed it, you have to burp it, you have to rock it, and you have nappy changes for 24 hours.
See, I've never changed a nappy.
Thing is, though, I mean, what if Yaz just decides, I'll just let it cry, I'll stick it in the cupboard?
Well, no, you can't do that. You've got to have it with you 24/7, take it shopping, all night. And I know you've got an early morning start, Yaz.
Yeah.
How long could you give Yaz this baby for?
Well, I think we could possibly give it for a few days, perhaps 3 or 4 days, just to experience. That would be great. Good
3 or 4 days of living my kind of life. Now, the thing is that Yaz won't have, because her mum stays in Fife, she's got no relations around about.
No support network around me at all.
Because of that, Yaz is going to have to bring it in.
Well, that's right. I mean,
so does that mean I'm going to end up looking after our baby?
It could well be. We can't really tell because it's on a real baby schedule, so it's obviously unpredictable.
Oh boy, I love this. I love this. Thank you very much for siding with me, because not many people do side with me on this show.
Sorry about that, Yaz. But you've got to appreciate your colleague at work.
I wish I had said nothing now, actually. I just kept my mouth shut.
Yaz is having a baby! It's the most exciting news!
Okay, I can arrange that for you then, Yaz.
Okay, thank you, I think. Thanks.
Congratulations, Yaz, you're having a baby!
Thanks.
No problem, you're very welcome. I hope it goes well.
Thank you for your call, bye-bye!
Bye!
Morning, Yaz, how are you doing?
Well, I'm alright. Could be better.
I hear your life's a way to change.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Well, I'm actually on the phone just to give you a wee warning.
What's that then?
Just you wait till that electronic baby's 18 and it's going to get a job and it's got no money and all it's interested in being is getting drunk on a Friday night.
Welcome, no.
Have you got a ticket into work?
Well, I have to, because I won't be able to get a babysitter.
So that means we're going to have to listen to it crying on Northside on Monday or Tuesday.
Yes.
So much for me coming to work to get away from all that stuff. Never mind.
Nick Winchie for Northside 2 again. Right, see you later.
Bye, Cal.
Bye, Cal.
And I'm sure on the next Best of North Sound 1 podcast, you can hear what happened when Yaz actually had the baby. Well, got the baby. You know what I mean. The Best of North Sound 1, Yaz there having a baby. This is Grant Thompson, and sticking with Yaz and Gregsy at breakfast, here's what happened when Gregsy sent Yaz to speak to John Bishop by herself. Was she okay?
And so Yaz had to speak to John Bishop on her own. How was he?
He was okay. Yeah. He was a nice guy, yeah. Really
Shall
nice.
We find out how you got on?
Mm-hmm.
Here's Yaz with John Bishop.
Gregsy at breakfast welcomes comedian John Bishop. How are you, John?
I'm very good, Yaz. How are you?
I'm good. I'm not too bad. I actually had to do a little bit of stand-up comedy on the 1st of April this year for work. It was a bit of a challenge, so I have got to take my hat off to you, John, because I think it is one of the hardest jobs ever. And
How did you get on?
I really enjoyed it. I couldn't sleep that night. I enjoyed it so much. I got such a buzz from it. But I just wrote a load of funny things that's happened in my life. How do you sort of come up with material? Is that what you do?
I think the thing with comedy, it's got to be sort of realistic. People have got to believe it's you. They've got, it's okay saying gags and jokes. That's one way of doing it. But for me, I like doing it about just the real stuff. And I think that gives people a better connection, to be honest.
Yeah, like sort of stories. Because, you get your sort of like one-liners a la Tim Vine. He's big on that, isn't he? Just like one-liners.
Yeah, Tim Vine, Jimmy Carr and stuff. Mm-hmm. Brilliant at that type of comedy. But I'm more of a storyteller.
Yeah. Because I find like sometimes when they just like gag, it's like it really is tiring to watch sometimes when it's just like a gag, one after the other. You're like, oh, please.
Well, that's good. See what you're basically saying there is if you're lazy, come and see someone like me.
So how do you combat nervous before going on stage? Because I must admit, I was really, really nervous beforehand. How do you combat nerves? Or do you get nervous?
I don't really get nervous, to be honest
with
you, because I get more excited than nervous, which is probably a combination of the both, just because I love doing it. It's just what I like to do, and I feel privileged to have the opportunity, so I don't really get too nervous about it, because the worst thing that can happen is nobody laughs, and then you just stand there feeling a little bit awkward for a bit, and then walk off to silence.
Has that ever happened, and how would you do that? How would you, that even worries me, just the thought of someone not laughing at my joke when I'm standing on stage.
I know, yeah. See, the thing is, lap dancing and comedy have a lot in common, because they're just... You can't pretend you're not trying to impress. You know what I mean? When you're there lap dancing and you can't go, oh, look, I didn't know my clothes were off if no one's impressed. And the same with comedy. You can't say something and people look at you. You can't go, oh, I didn't think it was funny either.
I didn't mean to. I wasn't trying to make you laugh anyway. Yeah.
So how did your gig go?
It was okay, actually. People were actually quite surprised. I didn't know if to take that as a compliment or an insult. I don't know. It was like a backhanded compliment. They were like, you're actually quite good. And I thought, oh, really? Thanks. You sound surprised. But yeah, I'd never done it before. And like I say, I try and make my friends laugh, but trying to make a room full of strangers laugh is something completely different. What I was doing is like concentrating on just one person. I felt quite bad for them, though.
Oh, no, don't
like,
do
don't
that.
Don't do that, no.
Don't do that, because the worst thing is, there's always some people. In fact, when you do the smaller gigs and you can see everyone, there's times that I've done it. In fact, I did it at the venue in Aberdeen when I first did Aberdeen. Is it the Lime Tree?
The Lemon Tree. Uh-huh.
The Lemon Tree, yeah. Mm-hmm. I did the Lemon Tree. And there was a bloke on the third row, and I was downstairs in the Lemon Tree, so there's about 140 people in it, and there's a bloke on the fourth row, and I did an hour and a half. Straight through, and I could just see he's not laughed once. Not once has he laughed.
He started concentrating on
it. And everywhere I look, people are going, ha ha ha. And my eyes could only see this fella. And then at the end, he came over, he said, that was the best night I've had in years.
Go and tell your face that then, yeah.
I know,
Oh, that's brilliant. And I'm always kind of interested in finding out what comedians did before they made it on the comedy circuit, because you were quite, I think, were you in your 40s when you first made it? Is that right? Mid-30s?
I was 34 when I did my first open spot on stage. But in terms of going full time. I was just turned 40 when I went full time and left my job.
And what were you doing beforehand?
I was a sales marketing director for a pharmaceutical company that dealt with transplantation. So I Aberdeen, there's some kidney transplants used to go up there for that.
Oh, bro, so you're quite familiar with Aberdeen. I know you've played at Aberdeen before, haven't you?
Yeah. No, I like it. I like it because I've got coats I can't wear for the rest of the year. But I think, that's a good overcoat. I'll go to Aberdeen now in July so I can wear it.
I know, it's really cold up here, yeah. When can we actually see you in Aberdeen?
I'm coming to Aberdeen on the 30th of October. Tell you what, I do love the city centre. I love the atmosphere around Aberdeen's great.
So what do you think the Scottish crowd are like, or what do you think the Aberdeen crowd are like in comparison to other crowds around the UK?
Oh, great. I mean, obviously I've done the Edinburgh Festival for the last 6 years as well, so I've spent a lot of time up in Scotland, and I think the main conurbations with Edinburgh, Glasgow, Aberdeen, I've always had a great reception there. The audiences are really up for a laugh.
It's great. And so it's October the 30th next year. Tickets are on sale today. Just before you go, actually, John, I've got to ask you, what is your favourite, if it's clean, what is your favourite joke? Because I know that's how I ended my set with my favourite joke, which is really bad.
What was your favourite joke?
Okay, right, it's only because it's the one I can remember. And it's, you'll probably know it. What do you call cheese that's not your cheese?
I don't know.
Nacho cheese. Do you get it? Nacho cheese.
I got you. I'd say the best joke I like is a joke by Tim Vine.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's very funny. He said a man walks in to Alcoholics Anonymous and said, "You're gonna have to help me. I can't stop gambling." And he said, "I'm sorry, you're in the wrong place." He said, "You're probably right, I'm so drunk I don't know where I am."
That's good, yes, that's very good.
That,
yeah,
joke.
I do quite like that joke. Thank you so much for joining me this afternoon, John. Thank you very much.
Right. No, Yaz, it was lovely to see you. And as far as Gregsy goes, I'm glad it was you and not him.
Have you got any message for Gregsy?
Gregsy, get out of bed, you lazy git.
Thanks, John. John Bishop and Yaz yesterday here at North Sound 1. And yes, when is he in Aberdeen?
He is next October. It's the 30th of October.
I'm quite jealous, actually. He seems like a really nice guy after that. John Bishop speaking to Yaz from Greg's Eat Breakfast on the Best of North Sound 1 podcast. Thanks for checking us out online at northsound1.com/listen again. North Sound 1, where you can win all the big prizes all throughout November. And last week, it was win an iPad 2. Here's what happened.
So all of today, you've been texting in for your chance to win yourself an iPad 2. And now's the time to find yourselves a winner.
Hello.
Hello, is this Elaine?
Yes, it is.
Hello,
Tell me
Elaine.
I won the iPad.
Well, it's Craig from Northsend, and I'm phoning to say, did you realise you've actually texted us the wrong answer?
Did I?
No, you didn't.
Hello?
You're a winner. You got it. You got
Yay!
The iPad.
Yay, I got my Christmas present.
I just thought I'd wind you up. I thought you might swear there, but you didn't. You took that very well. Yes, you got the right answer, and you have won the iPad too.
Yes, I got my early Christmas present.
Is that gonna
You've got no idea how badly I wanted an iPad too. You've got no idea. I've tried every single competition. So happy.
I think I understand now how much you want this prize. Well, that
yeah.
is all yours. Happy
Yay!
Days.
Yay, many, many happy days. Thank you so much. Oh, by the way, I love your radio station. I have it on every time, even when I sleep.
That's mad.
I kid you not.
You're mad, Elaine, you're mad.
Oh, well. I do, but thank you.
More chances to win an iPad 2 soon on North Sound 1. This is the Best of North Sound 1 podcast. Hey, listen, thanks for checking us out. You can download us on iTunes or online at northsound1.com/listen again. Robin Galloway's got a new show, Galloway Sunday, on a Sunday morning. He's back in the Northeast from 9. And he occasionally does the Robin Galloway crank call. You can hear two every weekend. This weekend was a great crank call about someone who phoned the wrong number. You ever had that? Phoned the wrong number and got the wrong person? Chances are it wasn't Robin Galloway you got, though. That would be your worst nightmare. Here's what happened.
Here's one that came into the radio station. Just happened to answer the phone. The guy obviously had the radio station pre-programmed into his phone. He thought he was phoning the kilt company, but he got me instead, so obviously I just played along. Enjoy this, the crank call on Galloway Sunday.
Hi there, is that Alex Scott, kilt makers?
Yes, it is. Can I help at all? Hi there, yep. My name's Andrew McCulloch. I've recently purchased that kilt, so I'll throw the full Highland outfit from you.
Thank you.
I've been speaking with some of my groomsmen, and I see that the kilts that they have slightly more detail. I think they have the detail on the shoulders and around the cuffs. Do you guys have any jackets? It's the grey tweed jacket I bought. Do you have any grey tweed jackets like that that have more detail on them? Or?
Sorry. Are you saying there's a problem with our merchandise?
No. I'm just saying. I note that there's some that have more detail than the one I purchased, and I was just wondering.
Yeah, I mean, you're basically bad mouthing our product.
No, not one bit. No, not one bit. So I don't know where you're getting that from.
Well, because you said that ours were of. You said
alternative jackets. That's all I'm asking.
Well, you seem to indicate that our stock was substandard to that of your groomsmen.
No, not one bit. I appreciate there's a lot of different types of jackets. I'm asking if you have ones which have epaulettes on the top and more detail around the wrist.
We've been manufacturing kilts now for over a century, sir.
Okay, yeah.
We do know what we're doing.
I'm not trying to imply that you're not. I don't know why you're taking this tone with me, to be perfectly honest.
Well, you started it.
A reasonable request I made. All I'm asking is, do you have alternative jackets? Do you have a number of different styles of jackets, or only the jackets you have online, for example?
Well, sir, we're a traditional manufacturer, and we don't chase trends.
I'm not implying you're chasing trends, okay? All I'm asking is what jackets you have. I don't know why you're taking this tone with me, to be honest. It's very unprofessional, to be fair.
Look, sir, don't come on here and tell me about your Ponzi ideas, about your epaulettes on the top and stitching on the collars. We do one jacket, and that's it, sir.
Okay, I don't know why you have to take this tone with me. It's a perfectly reasonable question I asked you, okay? All I asked was, I've noticed, I've never bought a kilt before. I don't know what's available.
Clearly, sir, you've said it yourself that you don't know that much about kilts, and I, on the other hand, do.
Okay, yes. Hence why I'm asking for what stock you have, and straight away you're on the defensive. If you're not going to answer that question, perhaps you can answer the question in relation to your returns policy. I note that the jacket, I want to keep the kilt, I'm perfectly happy with that. In relation to the jacket, I note there's a 90-day return policy online.
No.
I presume that's correct?
No, that's not, sir, no.
Well, why does it say online then?
That's a mistake.
Okay, well, I know. So what is your returns policy for unaltered jackets bought 2 weeks ago?
There isn't one.
So you have no returns policy whatsoever?
No, sir.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what, I think I'll come in and speak to you face-to-face and we can have this conversation rather than over the phone,
I think it's your mistake, sir.
Sorry?
I think it's your mistake, sir.
Well, let's have this conversation face-to-face then, shall we?
No, what I mean, sir, is that you've dialed the wrong number.
Sorry, where am I calling?
This is Robin Galloway.
Oh, you know something? I was just listening to you, and I was sure I recognised you. Oh God!
This
okay.
is North Sound One. Catch up on what you've missed and listen live at northsound1.com.